Limiting your risk when trying a new on-farm enterprise. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Some Kansas farmers found out the hard way that industrial hemp was not necessarily the next big thing. Kansas State University Extension agronomist Tina Sullivan says the 2014 Farm Bill made industrial hemp legal to grow if your state allowed it.
The hype of hemp kind of came with everyone thinking they could make a lot of money on it. Then a lot of people lost money in this new crop that we had not researched since the 1940s. We didn't have practices. We know how to grow corn. We know how to grow soybean, but we didn't know how to grow hemp. Genetics were all over the place. So we kind of said it crashed and burned.
Sullivan says production know-how wasn't the only issue.
Just like any time we have an alternative or a new crop, we got to be a little careful because we might not know all the practices and we don't want to throw everything at it. Also, we might not have a market. If you're going to grow this new crop, try to have some kind of contract or negotiate something so you have someone going to take it.
Sullivan says there was a lot of interest in hemp back in 2018, but not a lot of know-how for growing and marketing it. But she adds there have been improvements since then. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.